Welcome to Summit Seventh-day Adventist Church's Journey to the Resurrection. We are so glad you joined us. Today you are going to experience the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus in a brand new way. To make the journey go smoothly, please keep pace with the car in front of you. For everyone's safety, please remain in your car and enjoy the experience. The city gates and marketplace. Imagine you are arriving in Jerusalem in preparation for Passover. You pass through the city gate that is heavily guarded. The tax collector is waiting for taxes right inside the city gate. As you continue, you come into the marketplace, which is very busy at this time of year. Women are selling baskets. Others are showing you fine cloths. Even more are offering dry fruits and nuts. Unleavened bread is also prepared to buy for you to serve at the Passover feast. Triumphal entry. Children are running about playing with their friends as their parents shop in the marketplace and visit with friends they may not have seen since the last Passover a year ago. As Jesus entered Jerusalem riding on a donkey colt, children start shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna," and waving palm branches. They lay them down on the path as Jesus rides by. The temple. You start to follow the crowd towards Jesus but get distracted at the temple gates. You stop at to buy your sacrifices for Passover. There are doves, goats, sheep, and others to offer as sacrifices for your sins. The upper room. You wish to go find Jesus and hear of an upper room that was prepared for him and his disciples. When you find this place, Jesus and his disciples have already finished their Passover meal. The owner of the home, Mary, the mother of John Mark, explained what had happened there that evening. Before eating, Jesus had washed the feet of his disciples. By performing this humble act of service, he demonstrated by example how we should love one another. Mary even explained how Jesus asked for all of us to do the same act in remembrance of him and the events to follow. The garden. From the upper room, Jesus slipped away from the crowds to go pray in the Garden of Gethsemane. He knew his time was short. As his disciples were left to pray, Jesus went off by himself. He prayed earnestly, "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." He was heartbroken when he found his disciples asleep from exhaustion. He woke them up and went off to pray again. He prayed, "My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, you will be done." He was in anguish as sweat fell from his head as blood. He knew what was to come as he was arrested there that night. The crucifixion. Jesus was taken to Golgotha, meaning the place of the skull. With a crown of thorns, Jesus was hung on the cross under a sign that read, "The King of the Jews." Darkness came over all the land at noon. At 3 p.m, Jesus cried, "It is finished," and died on the cross for our sins. But Jesus' story did not end with death. The resurrection. On the evening of Jesus' death, his body was wrapped in clean cloth and laid in a tomb. A stone was rolled in front of the entrance and guards were placed outside. On the third day, the soldiers guarding the tomb were stunned by a bright light and fell to the ground. An angel rolled the stone away from the entrance and Christ rose triumphantly. The battle between good and evil was won. Revelation 21, verse 6 says, "And he also said, 'It is finished. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To all who are thirsty, I will give freely from the springs of the water of life. Even though the journey here has ended, your story is not finished. Jesus offers us salvation through his death on the cross. All you have to do is accept the free gift that he has offered to you. If you would like to learn more about Jesus and what he has done for you and how to develop a relationship with Jesus, Pastor Steve is available to talk with you. We hope you enjoyed your experience today.